You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. If you've ever been to Oakland's Fruitvale neighborhood, chances are you saw Cesar Chavez's name somewhere. A library, a park, an educational center are some of the places named after the civil rights icon. He inspired the formation of social justice organizations in the community. Chavez fought for fair treatment of farmers and Mexican Americans. He co-founded the United Farm Workers Union back in 1962. Chavez's name is all around the neighborhood, but did he ever visit the Fruitvale area? That's what one listener asked our Hey Area team to investigate. Hey Area is a project where listeners ask us questions and we find the answers. Reporter Janae Darden heads to Oakland and traces Chavez's steps.
Probably in my late 20s there.
Oakland City Council member Noel Gallo shows me and his assistant an old photo in his downtown Oakland office.
With the mustache?
With the mustache, cool long hair. I used to have hair longer than Maida at one time. Yeah, so he was very close to our family.
That he, Gallo, is referring to is Cesar Chavez. The photo was taken at the Unity Council building in the Fruitvale neighborhood, a diverse community with a large working-class Latino population. Fruitvale is part of Gallo's district. It's also where Gallo grew up and still lives. Gallo first met Chavez around the neighborhood when he was a boy. Years later, Gallo formed a bond with Chavez when he became a young activist.
And you look so proud. You're like, your chest is sticking out. You're like so excited.
Well, yeah, those were good days.
But then he became a friend, and so.
Yeah, he was a very humble, kind guy. Not loud, didn't want to be recognized that he's there.
Chavez's ties to Oakland are deeper than taking pictures with admirers. Oakland was one of the first places he trained to be an organizer.
Oakland was one of his developing stages, starting off with the community services organization.
Chavez was an apricot farmer in San Jose when he learned of the community service organization, a Latino civil rights group. They led voter registration drives and legislation campaigns for immigrants. Chavez was frustrated by the injustices against farmers of color, such as low pay, inhumane living conditions, and use of child labor. So he joined the organization in 1952. Not long after, he spent 4 months in Oakland starting a chapter there.
But eventually, you know, Cesar Chavez graduated from that and moved on to union organizing, labor organizing, specifically with the farm workers.
Before we founded the union, we experienced some successes in voter registration, in politics, in battling racial discrimination. But deep in my heart, I knew I could never be happy unless I tried organizing the farm workers.
Chavez gave that speech to the Commonwealth Club decades after he co-founded the United Farm Workers in 1962 with Dolores Huerta and other farm worker organizers. Gallo was just a boy when the UFW formed and remembers Chavez's frequent visits to the Fruitvale neighborhood.
He was a common figure because Carmen Flores lived right next to where the Unity Council is on Fruitvale and Foothill today.
Carmen Flores was the chief representative for the United Farm Workers in the area.
So you would always on a regular basis see Dolores Huerta because she was one of the godmothers of some of the kids that Carmen had. And Cesar Chavez would always be there. So that became a hangout.
Councilman Gallo and I drive past Flores' house and the Unity Council building, where he took the photo with Chavez that hangs in his office. We cruise around the neighborhood, and Gallo points out another spot on Memory Lane.
That used to be a Safeway site.
So where this Walgreens is?
And that's where, and I used to live right down the street.
And that's where you have the boycott.
Well, this is where we became professional protesters. I ain't got nothing to do on Saturday or Sunday, and I used to look out the door here, hang out, and go up to Hamilton Middle School up or Junior High School and the schools, and we used to see people out there marching and picketing, making a lot of noise. So we would go grab a sign and join.
The United Farm Workers boycotted the Safeway grocery chain in the late 60s. They were calling for all grocery stores to refuse to carry produce grown by agricultural businesses who denied farm workers the right to unionize. Lauren Areza, author of To March for Others, The Black Freedom Struggle and the United Farm Workers, tells me more.
So Safeway was the largest grocery chain on the West Coast, an incredibly powerful corporation, refused to stop carrying products that the UFW was boycotting. So they did this with grapes, but they also did it with lettuce.
Safeway wasn't only on the farm workers' bad side. The Black Panther Party had a problem with the grocery store, too. Areza says the store wouldn't donate food to the Panthers' free breakfast program for children, which they started in 1969 after studies found poor kids struggled in school because they were hungry in the mornings.
When the UFW and the Black Panther Party realized that Safeway was really not supporting either of them, they decided to join forces. So they would picket in front of Safeway stores together.
Areza writes the Panthers were one of the UFW's most vocal supporters of the boycott. They found creative ways to drive down Safeway's business.
The Panthers had a motor pool. So as people approached a shop, they would say, you know, please don't shop here. We'll drive you to Lucky's, which does support our boycotts, and drive you home. That worked incredibly well and ended up closing a Safeway store in West Oakland for a period.
The boycott was not the only notable moment between the two organizations. The United Farm Workers protested against the government killing and imprisonment of Black Panthers. Chavez said, "We may not agree with the philosophy of the Black Panther Party, but they are our brothers, and nonviolence extends to standing up for whomever is persecuted." The sentiment was reciprocated. In this 1971 clip from KPIX News, Black Panther Elaine Brown speaks about intimidation practices used against farmers.
You have people that are armed with weapons. Everyone knows the United Farm Workers Union has remained and has always been a nonviolent organization, and yet violence of that nature is being perpetrated against them.
Chavez even supported the Black Panthers in their political aspirations. He endorsed Black Panther co-founder Bobby Seale's 1973 run for mayor. In a press release, Chavez and the UFW said, "We laud Bobby Seale's approach to gaining political power for his people and all poor people in the city of Oakland."
Bobby Seale created a platform that really addressed the diversity of people in Oakland. And so he included a few things in his platform that appealed to Mexican Americans, but also specifically to farm workers. And then when Chavez would come to Oakland to campaign against Proposition 22, he would also campaign on behalf of Bobby Seale.
While Seale was campaigning to be mayor, Proposition 22 threatened farm workers' rights to organize and boycott. The Panthers galvanized Black voters to vote no. Black Panthers and the UFW's teamwork defeated the proposition on Election Day. The UFW continued supporting the Panthers even after Seale lost his run for mayor. Councilman Guile drives me back to my car. We see homeless tents on sidewalks. Across the street from a Mexican grocery store is a remodeled apartment building. It's near a Google bus stop. A lot has changed since Chavez died in 1993. But Latinos are still facing the same obstacles, such as pay inequality and immigration issues.
So if he was living today, what do you think he would say and what do you think he would do? Because I know a lot of people, too, are probably feeling a little hopeless right now.
The reality is we got to not only keep the dream alive, but giving back to your neighborhood.
I began to realize that the only hope was in organizing. And people like me had to develop the skills it would take to organize, to educate, to help empower the Chicano people.
Chavez came to Oakland more than 65 years ago to develop his organizing skills and empower his people. Today, there are children in Fruitvale who read at the library and study in the educational center that bear his name. And many people have benefited from service organizations in the neighborhood that are inspired by Chavez's activism. Cesar Chavez's grassroots legacy definitely run deep in the Fruitvale community. In East Oakland, I'm Janae Darden for Cross Currents.